and we're actually asking voters to approve a mill levy at 150 as a maximum. Currently, it's 170, so we're actually asking for less authority than the board currently has.
Right, and Paul, right now you're not at 150.
No, we're at about 139.
Right.
And so this, if this vote passes, it gives us a little bit of margin over the next 10 years.
So really, it's about flexibility. It's Absolutely. About flexibility. It's about Fargo. Wasn't Fargo way beyond this? I mean, you said they were at 175 before, right?
Actually, at one time, over 300 back in the late 90s. The voters of the district in 2002 authorized the district to be at 295 mills. Since that time, due to local action and state action by the legislature, we've been able to consistently lower it. And as Paul indicated, currently we're at 139 mills, even though by authorization from the voters, we could be at 170.
So this is a 10-year deal. Basically, what you're doing by putting the levels at what you're at is acknowledging the money the state put in. I get that, but are you worried at all, Paul, that the state's going to short that funding? I mean, these guys have been pretty good at socking some of this money away.
Well, you never really know what the state is going to do for sure, although they have been pretty good at lowering the real estate tax bite lately. I think our big feeling is that we like the local control. We like having flexibility. We like the ability in Fargo to say, you know what, we're going to have these advanced placement courses. We're going to have some special courses that they might not have elsewhere. We like that flexibility.
I was talking to a friend the other day about what Fargo School District offers. Not to, you know, put it head and shoulders above everybody else, but you do some things that other school districts don't. And those are decisions, Jim, that they made here locally. I know that when you look at Head Start, when you look at some of the things that the state, Kirsten Baszler has been struggling to even get them to consider in Bismarck, Fargo's taken it upon itself to say, no, we're gonna do this. We're going to invest in our kids.
That's absolutely correct. And it's not really a new thing for Fargo either. I mean, I think this community, even back when I was attending grade school, is committed to providing the best quality education we can to the children of our community. You know, one thing about this particular vote that I think taxpayers need to understand is it truly is about local control. We as a school district have chosen to have class sizes in the range that we are able to offer today. That increases our costs compared to perhaps other districts. But at the end of the day, we think that's the right decision for the kids.
Paul, are you worried at all about the timing of this election? Because people who tend to vote negative can always turn out. But people who are for the schools, I mean, this special election is at a time when there isn't a lot of buzz going around the community about the election.
Well, we would like to have some buzz going around the community. And, of course, that's one reason why Jim and I have been hitting the trail lately to try to talk to people and get our message out. But I think that having the election as a special election, Joel, was a conscious decision. It's a fairly complicated issue when you start talking about mill levies. And we didn't want it to get lost among five or six other ballot choices and a whole bunch of individual elections that would be up there. You know, sometimes then it shows up as the last item on the ballot. We wanted it to be one people could show up for and either vote yes or no.
Okay. Let's get somebody on the phone lines with us here who might have a different view of this. Larry?
Hi, Joel.
How are you doing, Larry?
I'm pretty good. But I'll tell you, I'm totally opposed to this vote. I urge people to vote no. You know, what I wonder about, the flexibility they talk about is the kind of flexibility that gave us a $45 million third high school or fourth high school built in a floodplain without a vote. We didn't get to vote on that. We also didn't get to vote on a $15 million art center built in another state with Fargo School District, a large portion of Fargo School District money. That's flexibility that this board does not deserve. And then doing this election, I mean, it should have gone in the June general election, this business about focusing. No, what they want to do, and ask Jim Johnson about this, what they want to do is if they lose this vote, they've got time to recycle it and go back in June and try it again. So I don't know why they wanted to waste $20,000 on a special election.
All right, let's get it. Jim, what is your opinion on that?
Well, I think there are a couple of reasons for the special election, and Larry did hit on one of them. Theoretically, we have until the end of 2015 and could go back to the voters if that was the wishes of the board and the voters said no to the initial measure. But there are, I think, a couple other good reasons for doing it as a special election. Paul indicated the real message about mill levies is a pretty complex thing for the average citizen to put their hands around. There are people out there that think, is this a tax increase? Is this a tax decrease? And of course, it's neither. It's a reauthorization of taxing authority. By keeping this as the only issue in front of the voters at this point in time, we're very hopeful people will understand the issue and the ballot question.
But Paul, let's go to Larry's 2 points. His first point is the citizens never got a vote on Davies High School. The citizens never got a vote on being involved in over in Blue Stem. And he's saying, you know what, if that's where the board goes with it, I can't support giving them broad authority. Your thoughts on that?
Well, Larry hasn't supported a lot of things we've done over the years, let's face it. We're no stranger to Larry's comments, and that's okay. He's got a right to say those things. But the fact is that this is not about buildings. It's not about new construction. It's about the operation of the schools, the hiring of teachers, the staffing, the purchasing of books and educational materials, and keeping class sizes small. And, you know, the question or the comment I'd say to Larry is, take a look at Davies High School. It's nearly full.
I was looking at some numbers over the weekend, and a number stuck out. A friend sent me this, that Bismarck actually has more students now in their school district than Fargo.
You bet.
When did that happen?
2 years ago.
Wow. That one jumped out at me. I mean, that I tells you a lot about the oil patch and what's happening in Western North Dakota, because there's a big footprint there as well.
Well, and I think you also have to look at the way that Fargo is laid out with West Fargo. There's right. No river between us like there is Bismarck and Mandan, pretty clear, or at least a clear definition between the two. So, you know, Fargo, the whole area grows very fast.
Yeah, there's where my daughter's home is in South Fargo. I believe she is a Fargo resident, and I believe that her kids will go to West Fargo to school.
You bet.
So that obviously plays a big part of this as well. Is it about, Jim, is it about $20,000 you're spending on this special election?
Yeah, in that neighborhood. And we'd spend that same money for any election. Part of it is the sites that you're holding. Part of it is the ads to make sure people know when to vote and where to vote. So I think Larry's pretty close in that estimate. I think that's a number that he got off the district's website.
Guys, I'm not going to let you go until I ask you about this, because it's still burning my satellite. Somebody goes into your schools finds exactly what the general public knew, which is there was access at schools. You could get into schools. And the next thing you know, I'm seeing, whether it be in Moorhead or West Fargo or wherever, Fargo looking at spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in this, that, and everything else. And I just want to find out if you're comfortable with why. With why? All because somebody in the name of journalism who could have been charged for trespassing wasn't charged. So stick around. 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. Question or comment, John?
Well, you've got to admire Mr. Johnson, because he can debate either side of whether the sun comes up in the east or not. And I don't mean that in a negative way. He's a tremendous debater. And, you know, I'd love to have him on my team.
All right, John, make your point now.
Did the state give us a bunch of money to make up all that ground, you know, down to 139? And, you know, we talk about, well, we're not asking for a tax increase. We're asking for a decrease of 22 point something or not. Well, my math tells me my taxes are going up from what they would have to do. Is that true or not?
Okay.
Well, a couple of things. If your taxes are going up this last year compared to previous years, it has to be because of the assessed valuation of your house went up. Because there was actually a fair amount of relief provided by the state this last go-around that should be showing up on people's property tax bills.
Huge amount, Jim. A big amount, I think, yeah?
Yeah.
But I think his point was over what he felt it should be with what the state sent you. And so everything that the state send you end up coming back to people in the form of tax relief?
Yeah, the state actually gave us a mill levy reduction grant that equated to 50 mills for Fargo Public Schools. We actually lowered by 52 mills. Okay. So we actually did more than the state asked for. And again, that's a function of our administration running as tight a belt as they can, but delivering the quality of education that we're asking them to do.
Okay, that to me answers this question. I mean, if the state told you, here's your money, you should be down 50 mils and you're down 52, then the yipping should be over. Let's get to Bruce. Bruce, you're on News and Views. Go ahead, Bruce.
I got a simple question, Joel. If the answer is no on this vote, will they drop this or will they keep shoving it down our throats and keep re-voting on it and telling us that we're misinformed?
Okay. Hang up on this. Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate it. Paul, I'm going to go to you on that one. If they come back and they say no on this, do you bring it back at them?
Well, that's a bit of a weighted question when he says, will we shove it down their throats again? Because we're not really trying
that's
to shove
That's why I said it differently.
That's you know, we're not trying to shove anything down someone's throat. And we don't know if we'll bring it back. I mean, if the community votes one way, we have to reevaluate where we're at. Maybe we didn't ask it the right way. Maybe we didn't ask the right amount. But I will tell you this, Joel, that if a no vote prevails, the dollars that the Fargo School District gets from local revenue, the dollars that the Fargo School District gets from local revenues will be frozen for the next 10 years. Frozen. That's huge. And what an impact that will make on the school district.
Okay, guys, I got to throw this at you because the result of the Today Show doing something and then somebody copies in local media and they send somebody with, you know, double secret James Bond cameras into the school and, oh my God, we're going to show that you can actually get into a school when everybody knew you could. I'm sorry, but everybody knew you could if they were any member of the community whatsoever. And the next thing you know, I'm seeing big bucks spent on this. Jim, is this wise?
Well, first of all, just to clarify, we've had a plan in place to address the entrances of our buildings for a number of years and piloting different technologies to figure out which is the right way to go. So the news reporter that entered into buildings without following the protocol certainly highlighted to people that, you know, the buildings are open to the public. They still are open to the public. We, at this point in time, have finished the entrances, the security measures at all of our elementary buildings, but the buildings are still open to the public. You just have to buzz to get into the building, then sign in, which is what the reporter failed to do when asked to do so.
And Paul, you're comfortable spending this money on security?
Well, it's a plan we've had as part of our long-range plan for a long time, and we know we need to continue to upgrade that. But let's face it, Joel, it's almost an impossible problem
You're
to solve 100%. You can go to a basketball game
right.
anytime you want to, and you'll get in the door.
I mean, you're never going to get it unless you start wanding everybody that comes through the door.
Right.
I mean, you're not going to. All right, the vote, if you want to find out where to vote, you go to where?
Well, you can go to voteyesforfargoschools.com, or you can go to the Fargo Public Schools website, and both of them will have information about it. There is early voting this week, Joel.
Starting Wednesday.
All right, guys, thanks for coming in and explaining it.